This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the wonder of it all. It remains to be kind of a great place for all of us to visit on a weekly basis. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Countdown is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. 10 stories, 10 people on the list. Michael goes through the list and we pick apart some of the things in here. Be pretty hard to escape for most of the hour. Michael, what's going on with the Russians and Ukrainians? I don't think it's any surprise. I'm not giving away. It's not a spoiler alert as to what the number one story of the week is as far as conversation is concerned. But I'd be interested to hear from you how various people on the air are handling this, because I don't think there's kind of a unification here, but kind of not. And I guess that's healthy because we always want to have different points of view presented. How accurate some of them are remains to be seen. So would you like to start with the list and then we can sort of see where to go from there as we usually do?
Yeah, let's do that. And you're absolutely right. There wasn't unification on the subject last week. There's far more unification on it this week.
Yeah.
Whereas some conservative hosts on radio around the country were following the lead of former President Trump and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in giving some credit or praising Putin. And expressing, you know, mixed, you know, perspective on the whole thing, that's blown off the map. Yeah. There's almost universal condemnation of Putin and Russia all across talk radio this week from the left and the right.
So what is that? Maybe that, you know, just as an aside, as we get started with that, thinking about how influential Trump has been, although I have said, I'm sure, at my own expense with some listeners anyway, that I think Trump, although not being irrelevant, certainly is not the factor nor the figure that he was when he was president. I think I think the ship has sailed. Right? There are a lot of people who want to hold on to him like it's some kind of religion. They don't want to hear that. But, you know, you look at his position on Putin when he was talking, he was even, what was it, a week or so ago, he said he had admiration for Putin?
Yeah, basically he said he's smart and our leaders are dumb. Basically, Trump's loose lips have this Russian crisis is proving to be a kind of a turning point and a setback for the love that the GOP has for Trump all across the board. Well, there's still a lot of love for him, but not as much. Okay, you know, it's it's still a long way off to 2024.
Right.
I can't believe he said that. But then again, I can. Let's go through the list.
Right,
exactly. About as far from the war as you could possibly get. America's former national pastime. Major League Baseball has a labor dispute. My God.
Yeah. unreal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
At number 9, social media is always on talk radio. There's always something in big tech issues. At number 8, immigration reform and climate change. At number 7, race relations and voting rights. At number 6, crime and violence and gun control. A lot of these topics were given airing because of President Biden's State of the Union address in which he talked about them, so they became issues again. At number 5, we have the January 6th investigation. That's tied with electoral politics as 2022 and 2024 are being talked about a lot, and that brings in our friend Donald Trump. He's still in that game. At number 4, COVID-19, down to number 4. That's the lowest it's been on the survey in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, the aforementioned State of the Union address. And number 1, of course, as you aptly pointed out, the Russia-Ukraine crisis. People on the survey, the baseball guy, Rob Manfred at 10, Mark Zuckerberg, who represents all of big tech whenever the conversation comes up at number 9. At number eight, Ketanji Brown Jackson. John Eastman, the lawyer who was involved in the questioning of the election's validity. He's at number seven. Number six, Donald Trump. Number five, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And number four, Lauren Boebert. They couldn't keep their mouths shut during the
state. That's an amazing reality. That's another Trump kind of lead. What it is about those two, especially, you know, I whenever I say something, I guess it always goes straight to who said that. Those women both act like they were not breastfed as babies. They need attention.
I hadn't thought of that.
I'm here for you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so anyway, are we done with the list? I think we've finished
up. No, we're not.
No,
we're not. We're still wallowing in the bosom of your wisdom.
Yes, thank you.
At number three, we have Volodymyr Zelensky, a man who has gone from being Shecky Green to being Winston Churchill because of world events. Vladimir Putin, a man who's gone from a reasonable ex-KGB guy to the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. At number one, Joe Biden, who is sort of pivoting in many directions.
Right.
And there you go.
All right, so we're going to pause, and then we're going to get into the heat of the action. More focus on this week in News Talk Radio as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com. Because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison going over the charts and some of the conversation that we've both heard during the course of the week. The campaign of terror, the war in Ukraine. You look at the bullies, you mean the Russian bear, and yet they've fallen pretty flat. And it seems some of the hosts, if not most of them, are gleeful at the missteps from the Russians, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, the Russians are not our friends in this particular situation, and it's revealed that. I guess Mitt Romney was right 10 years ago,
yep.
12 years ago. When
Mitt Romney for president.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you something. Sometimes, you know, time changes perspective. But,
for sure.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know where he stands on that. But the fact of the matter is that, yeah. Look, the Russians present Ukraine with a terrible, terrible threat. No matter how we talk about them tripping over themselves and their soldiers not being fully trained,
oh,
and their machinery being crummy, and their strategy being stupid, and Putin being stupid and insane, and the terrible danger we're all in right now because of this insanity, don't underestimate it. The Russians still can win this thing and cause a lot of trouble going forward.
Apparently, there's a big Russian troop morale problem. That's what the Pentagon says. But they're still going in there. They're still in the invasion. And there's if this is a part of understanding another culture, if you've not been to Russia, I don't know if you've been. Have you ever been to Russia?
No. No,
I haven't. When I went, it was amazing to have a feel. It was scary. And it was enlightening. I found the place to be, the people were not friendly. It was not a friendly, warm place to be. The only place that I enjoyed, I was in Kiev, Moscow, and St. Petersburg on that trip. St. Petersburg, fabulous, wonderful, lovely. People there are nice. I think Putin was born in St. Petersburg, as a matter of fact. But Russia, I mean, Moscow, dirty, filthy place. Kiev, the old war, when I... The two nights that I spent in Kiev were spent sleeping on a wooden bed. No mattress, no pillow. It was the only hotel, quote-unquote, in Kiev, and it used to be the KGB headquarters.
They need Mike Lindell.
Yes, they... Excuse me, yes, they do. They need Mike Lindell. Anyway, so... you know, what do we say that hasn't been said about this? You continue to look at this and discuss it from the empirical point of view of it being a war, and the people, you know, with the human tragedies, those are stories, Putin being out of his mind and who's going to be the first one to step up and knock him off. There's $1 million on his head right now from a Russian businessman who sees the country being destroyed. By the axe, they want to get rid of him.
Well, the oligarchs all have a nice life. You know, they have penthouses in New York and yachts and cars. And they don't want to have economic sanctions. You know, what, are you kidding me?
I don't understand why hasn't been established a no-fly zone. There doesn't seem to be any real strong leadership anywhere. Other than the guy who runs Ukraine seems to have turned out to be pretty strong. But, you know, why wouldn't there be a no-fly zone over Ukraine? That would keep their planes. People say, well, they're all worried about the Chinese. Screw the Chinese. When are we going to just stand up? Is that easy for me to say, or what do you think?
Yeah. They're going to be very careful not to have any kind of firefights, air fights, tank fights between Russians and NATO members.
What good is NATO then?
What good is NATO is that it's there to protect NATO. But if NATO starts, if Americans and Russians start fighting with each other, World War III will begin. And that's why there's hesitation to do that. No, it comes right down to that. I've stated it as simply as possible. And NATO and the U.S. are you know, connected.
Yeah. So, all right, let's, January 6th is number 5 here. There's a story floating around. This is really amazing. Maybe I'll introduce the subject matter, and then we can talk about it in a few moments. The fact that a father, this is a man who was a rioter, and his son was going to turn him in. And the father said, if you turn me in, I'll shoot you. it's speechless. When I saw that, I didn't know what to say. How does this become more important? How does something like that become more important than your own flesh and blood?
I'll tell you when we come back from the break.
Thank you, Michael. That'd be great. There we are, 21 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour. Let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of news. Talk radio is certainly very important. It's always important, a very important week. Lots of messages here from various bits and pieces. So how have some of the bigger, I put that in quotation marks, more well-known hosts handle this? Do you think people at this point are all on the same page? You said, you know, a week ago things were different than they are now. So as you listen around to some of these, and by the way, for local hosts, the national host is fairly easy because, you know, this is an easy target. But how do local people bring this sort of discussion topic into the fore so it has relevancy from a local point of view? They go out and find people that are Russian,
really,
Ukrainians to talk to?
Well, they may do that, but for the most part, local hosts have been talking about national issues extensively since 2015, when Donald Trump entered the national political scene. Mm-hmm. They've been talking about, you know, one of the whole fascination with Washington and Trumpism really dealt a blow to the coverage of local issues. And most of them justify it when I ask them about it by saying, well, you know, people here are interested in what's going on nationally, and I present the local perspective because I'm local. So,
and they sound just like that.
Because, you see, what happens is when you've got exciting things like the war in Ukraine and all of these other things going on, sometimes talking about the local city council and ordinances about garbage seem boring compared to that.
They seem trite.
They say exactly, even though they're not. They're important. But yeah. There's more entertainment value. I hate to say that word.
Yeah.
Maybe a better word, engagement.
All right,
these issues.
Then let's go back to what I said a few minutes ago about this son who testified before the January 6th committee that he was going to turn his father in. His father said, "You turn me in, I'll kill you."
Shoot,
so
you.
What does
he
say?
Shoot you or kill you?
Yeah. He says he threatened to shoot him. So I suppose I wasn't going to shoot him Where does that go? But even that, you know, can you imagine shooting Matthew because he didn't do what you wanted him to do?
I haven't done it in years.
Good for you. But get Matthew on the phone, please.
Oh, boy, that would be an interesting show. The answer to the question is it's insanity. It's insanity. When people get so caught up in these things, they show how easily manipulated these addle-brained fools are by these devious politicians and unscrupulous news broadcasters and opinionators are in riling people up where they would not realize that, charity begins at home, and you have to worry about your family and your relationships and your friends and your business associates, and then you can let all the more abstract aspects of politics be in the background. When you make that your prime interest, and to the point that you would have father against son and son against father, this is unhealthy and sick.
Craziness. Yeah. Crazy. It's craziness. So then I'm looking at a couple of other things here. I'm trying to cover some of the stories. The crime and violence item is number 6 this week. I noticed that a jury acquitted a former Louisville police officer of endangerment in the shooting of Breonna Taylor. That's been for a long, long time a sore spot, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like a scab that gets picked at. What happened?
Well, race relations, gun control, crime and violence, they're all connected. There are a lot of trials going on. There's a lot of police issues going on. There's a lot of racial issues going on all over the place. And some of them are local stories, and some of them make it to the national scene. But, right. But this is just the background noise that goes on in our society today.
The end of RT America. We'll talk about that when we continue in the next half hour here of this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia continues to attack areas around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is continuing to tout world unity and Russian isolation during his overseas travel.
Every ally, in one way or another,
is coming to Ukraine's assistance. Every ally, in one way or another, is helping to strengthen NATO itself.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $3.84 a gallon on Friday. That's up 42 cents from a month ago. President Biden's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh was asked if more domestic drilling is on the table.
Well, listen, I can't answer the question for the president, but I can tell you that we're looking at all avenues on how do we deal with energy in the United States of America.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. 670,000 jobs were added in the month of February, over 200,000 more than were added in January. Council of Economic Advisers Chair Celia Rouse joined the White House briefing on Friday, where she was asked about inflation concerns.
What we know in the consumer, in the confidence data, a lot of that is premised on inflation. And we do have inflation. The president has acknowledged that. We understand that. He is focused on that. But what people also report is that their own finances are fairly healthy, but they see the kind of uncertainty in the economy.
The Supreme Court rules on a high-profile death penalty case.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
Lance Fry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first sort of, not a full week, but we're overviewing the charts for the week of February the 28th to March the 4th. And I have two of my favorite radio people on. Normally, Michael Harrison and I do not allow other people to be on this program.
That's because we're your two favorite radio people.
Allowed. Right. But now I have another favorite radio person on with me, a guy who's help me. He's been around this business for not quite as long as I have and Michael has, but pretty close. Holland Cook is joining us from his perch down in beautiful Warwick, Rhode Island. Is there anybody else in Warwick beside you, or are you the only one who's there today?
I'm looking out on scenic Appanog Cove, a world away from the D.C. I fled yesterday.
Yes, you did. All right, let's talk about your fleeing. You were an employee of RT America, which has ceased production, ceased operations. Both Michael and I have been on your television program a number of times. And always it is, we don't pay much attention to the RT part of it. It was just good television produced by a guy who knew how to produce a good television program. But now I don't know if punching bag, Michael, that may not be fair, but announcement and you being a part of it seems to have created a lot of stir. There's a column you've put into Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see the countdown list at talkers.com, and Holland's kind of, I don't know, how would you describe what's in Talkers, either of the two of you?
My retirement manifesto. And you beat me to the punch. The first thing I was going to do is thank you and Michael for your various appearances on the show. It was a luxury to be on a channel where you only... you can talk more than 3 minutes before they have to jam in more commercials. And, Doug, what you told us about the perils in our food supply, and Michael's always thoughtful take on the topics that are making news, were great conversations. And as I say, if I had been on CNN or any of those other channels, all you get is a couple of minutes, and the interviews always end, "I wish we had more time, but we've got to go." Mm-hmm. So thank you for contributing in the past.
I think you will probably get a job on one of those now that you've become not notorious, but well-known, and certainly the quality of the product.
Yes, suddenly I'm a topic. I'm so unused to this. It'll be interesting to see the extent to which RT is a scarlet letter going forward. Most of the flack that I'm getting about my work there is from people who have never seen my work there.
Of course.
And that's understandable. The madman Putin has trashed his own brand. And I will genuinely miss the camaraderie and the competence of the 100 or so younger, better educated, whip smart colleagues that I had a chance to work with in that broadcast center in Washington for 4 years. It was a late in life, a learning curve, career change for a lifelong radio guy to suddenly learn TV, and I had a ball.
Well, you fit the part because you had hair. That was one of the things that made it all work. All right, so, Michael, if you were counseling Holland, and you may be because you're sort of the guru of all of this, what advice do you have for him when he is confronted by all of these people from the news media that want a piece of him?
Well, first of all, they're not really attacking him. People understand that situation was more complex than just everybody who worked at RT was a pro-Putin, anti-American, Russian. So I think it'll blow over. My counsel is it'll blow over and go on with your life. It's another experience. And put it in your book someday what it was like working within the belly of that beast. And it's interesting. But I don't think that this will have any effect on Holland's career or image in the business for more than a few minutes, and I don't think it's that heated as it is right now. William Shatner was there. Is he a pro-Putin communist? I mean, Larry King was on a show that was carried there. Jesse Ventura.
Dennis Miller.
I mean, it just, and it just is what it is. The only thing in Holland, I've told you this before, the only thing that bothered me about, first of all, my only reason I was involved with RT was because of my connection to you, my trust in you, and my,
likewise,
my positive feelings about you.
Yeah, right.
If it were just RT, somebody else, I probably would never have gone on. But the thing that disturbed me about RT, and I'm being blunt, is that because it was funded by the government of Russia, the kind of conversation that took place on its platform, it had a different feel to it. When you're criticizing the President of the United States, when you're criticizing American politicians, when you're criticizing American stuff, as we do in talk media, and it's on an American channel, it seems like constitutionally supported dissent.
Right.
When you do it on a Russian channel, it seems like it's anti-American propaganda.
Yep.
And that used to make me uncomfortable.
I got there in 2017, so most of the time I was there, the president was Donald Trump, and he made himself a bit of a target for criticism.
You think?
Yeah.
But he had a good relationship with Putin, and he was happy to tell you that. And so now when I'm thinking back to the times when I was on with you and the things that we talked about, and I thought the first time you invited me to come visit with you on your television show was because I was anti-Big Ag. And Big Ag included a lot of companies that were not only corporately dominating in America, but around the world. And I thought that this was a way subtly for the Russians to take a shot, if you will. If I'm critical of big American business, does that make the Russians seem like, oh, see, I told you, or does it weaken America in some way, shape, or form? That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, what you said needed to be heard, and I'm glad it was. And Michael actually beat me to RT slightly, because I remember you had been on with Ed Schultz, whom I followed there from MSNBC, and I took the baton in 2017 from one of our brothers in the talk radio family. My predecessor was Tom Hartman, who birthed that show when RT America was born. He was the very first show, and I will reiterate what he said as he introduced me on air on his last show. I was never censored, and they never handed me a script. And without the influence that advertisers exert upon corporate mainstream media, we had a broader palette to paint with there.
Yeah, these are ironic aspects of the whole thing. I, too, found it to be funny.
It is ironic. You're right.
Being on the Russian television, nobody ever asked me what you want to talk about and try to persuade me to put it into the context of their target audience.
Yeah, try that on CNN.
Exactly. But whenever I used to be on the American channels a lot, and it started to fade when I wouldn't agree to take a contrived position to fit their narrative. You know, are you a left or a right? Well, I'm sort of I don't like to be labeled. Well, then you can't be on. We're trying to create.
Yeah, the pre-interview they call.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so, we've all been there. Yeah, they've all tried to steer us to a particular. The only other place that we appeared together, and I think all of us did this, was on C-SPAN. The closest thing to RT, how's this for a statement, was C-SPAN. Right?
Right. No commercials.
Yeah.
But Holland, the coverage of the war, when this started to break out, that had to become a bit uncomfortable because the terminology that they used and the way they presented it was definitely propagandistic. And I'm sure you started to realize the end was near when this war broke out.
Yeah, my timing on this was interesting because I went away for a week on what I thought was going to be a week-long vacation. And when I went away, maybe this is the optimist in me, it sounded like Biden and Putin were negotiating in public. There was a tension there. And when I came back a week later from the Bahamas last week, there was a war going on. And all the time I was at the beach, my Facebook friends were turning surly because I hadn't interrupted my vacation to jet back and ceremonially, loudly quit in public. And the minute I got back, it was over. So I missed the war.
As it were. So, Michael, you got one more comment because I want to go to something else that the two of you
want
to do. So the National Association of Broadcasters has become very public on this, not only about television, but radio, because there are some radio stations, most notably one of them is in St. Louis, and I'm trying to remember where the other two are, that are
suburban D.C. and somewhere in Virginia, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there's one in Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah. Did I say St. Louis? Yeah, it was Kansas City. Thank you. So these now are being pushed out, although the people running them say we're not going to stop running this stuff. Is it anti-American to be running this kind of stuff on a radio station that's owned and operated by American companies?
Well, these AM stations are brokering themselves, and they get paid rent to air the programming. And China has been doing this for years. They buy radio stations around the country. There have been Korean language broadcasts. And you got to make a buck, and these AM stations might not have anything better to do, and the checks don't bounce. So it is free speech that these station owners are defending as commerce.
Holland Cook, late of RT America, talking with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen about the production that he did there and his leaving. Holland, best of luck. Thank you for being here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here. That's my name. Let's go through the name of the people who are on this list associated with the stories from Talkers. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rob Manfred. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 8, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Number 7, John Eastman. Number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5 is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lauren Boebert is number 4. At number 3, Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. Putin is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the list
We have the list compiled after the work that's done by talkers, the folks that listen to all the talk radio programs, talk to the hosts to find out who are on the people list and on the story list here.
So it's great business time for Caledron. And I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix pad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Caledron consultants at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and charts for the week of February the 28th to the 4th of March. Getting into the stories, as you can imagine, no surprise what's on top of the list. What's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 2, the State of the Union Address. Number 3, our economy. That's related to number 1 for sure. COVID-19 is number 4. That's also related to the economy. The investigation and the politics of January 6th. Who's going to jail, etc. Number 5, crime and violence, the gun control issue. It's kind of a catch-all. Number 6. And number 7, race relations, that sort of thing. Nobody's really talking about any of these in reality. I mean, these are the minor end of things because we have a 10-item list, but nobody's talking about any of this stuff. It's all about number 1, 2, and 3. Social media, that is something that people are talking about with regard to Russia. Number 9. And the baseball dispute, yeah, that is something that people are talking about, Major League Baseball. Okay, that's the story list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so Michael Harrison, final seconds here, thinking about all of this stuff. Does this continue? Are we going to be as hot and heavy on this next week as we are this week?
I hope not. But certainly, you know, we in talk radio, we never know what that unexpected twist or turn or story is going to be. The unexpected story is the one that, you know, sets us off in a direction that we never anticipated. And in this case, I hope next week is a boring show, a boring time, because we're really on the edge of some terrible, terrible potential crises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd rather have boring COVID discussions, boring January 6th discussions.
Right.
Boring about discussions about immigration, that sort of thing. That's boring.
Well, you know the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, is really a curse.
Yeah, yeah, we do live in interesting times, no question about that. And you certainly help us to put things into perspective with all the work you do. Check out the list at djvshow.com or talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on this week's Countdown.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our weekly visit from the very animated Stephen J.J. Wiseman. The reason he's animated is because when you're teaching at a college, you have to be animated. It's like being an actor. Right? Have you noticed that? Even when I was teaching school, I felt sometimes like I was an actor. You're on a stage. People have to be intrigued, right? They have to know, you know, that this is going to be informative and entertaining, much like the things that we talk about here on the Countdown. I'm not sure how entertaining the Russian situation is, but I want to ask you from the lawyer's point of view. I don't know that too many people are worried about this, but legally, when you cut off, well, there are two things with regard to this. When we as a country or other countries or companies just say, today, we're cutting off all ties to Russia. We don't give a damn about whatever contracts we've had. We're done. Is there a recourse, or is that, you know, because of what's going on, people will look the other way?
You know, it depends on the contract themselves. But for the larger contracts that you're talking about, things like for oil and other large commodities, there often is a provision in there for the kind of a termination. The other thing is it's a matter of enforcement and also as far as governments ordering companies to do it. I'll tell you one thing that that just drives me nuts is you've seen Republicans and Democrats, I saw this morning, agreeing that they want the United States to not take the oil and gas from Russia. We don't take very much, but it would have a significant effect on us negatively. But the thing I looked up was we export more oil than we bring in from Russia. We are entirely self-sufficient. If the oil companies weren't selling it to make a profit and having our prices go up accordingly.
Well, you know what? In terms of other things that are in that same ilk, the grains we grow here, we sell them to China, we sell them to Russia, we sell them to India, we sell them pretty much everywhere around the world, and then we turn around and buy wheat from countries in South America at a premium price because we have sold our grains on the commodities markets, and we get our premium price, but we don't have the stuff that we're bringing in isn't as good as the stuff we're shipping out. So how ridiculous is that? Ridiculous.
It's across the board. Same thing with the fishing industry. I really don't think people are aware of that. I wasn't aware of the grains that you mentioned.
Yeah, there you go. It is absolutely patently ridiculous. We are so damned asleep in this country as to what really goes on because we've been manipulated by the devices created in China by American technology. We bring them over there and they build all of that stuff and then we become zombies. And, you know, other than the fact that the Russian stuff has screamed at us this week, one would wonder whether, you know, like how many people are interested in what, although I saw that 10 or 12 million people watched the State of the Union address. Okay, so is that a big number? No. How many people are now interested in the coverage of COVID? Most people have tuned out of that. And many of the other things that are here. Maybe there are a few people concerned about the Major League Baseball labor dispute. And that brings me around to the legalities. Let's say I've got a season ticket and I'm already screwed for the first two, three, four, who knows how long. Do I sue the ball club because I want my money back? What do you do?
Yeah, you are making your contract for a certain number of games, and there absolutely should be a refund for that. Baseball is this thing's going to go on for quite a bit, and the Major League Baseball Players Association, their union, is pretty strong. But the owners, they're not budging. They're making a lot of money, a lot of profit, and quite frankly, they're killing the game people aren't that interested in anyway.
I like baseball, but all right, 30 seconds on Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's going to get in pretty easily, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think she'll even get some Republican support, and she's I think she's really quite eminently qualified. Focusing on the issue of her gender and her race, I think is an aside for the fact that she's a really eminent qualified jurist.
But would she have been picked if she were not a woman and black? That's the question a lot of people ask.
She's that good.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to hear from you, an eminent legal scholar as you are. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University, here with his overview of some of the legalities in our stories at this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.